Welcome to the Tuesday, May 15th, 2012 edition of the Sands and at Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start today with some updates and patches. Microsoft released updates for sysinternals. Their three utilities got updated: Autoruns, LifeKD, and Strynx. Strynx, for example, is a utility very similar to the Unix tool Strynx. This latest version allows you now to specify a starting offset, so you can skip essentially the first few bytes of a file. The other tools are also updated with a couple minor new features, but also with bug fixes. And then we have Apple with an update for Leopard. If you're a user of Leopard, you now have a removal tool for Flashback. The initial removal tool for Flashback was only offered for Snow Leopard and Lion, which are the only still officially supported versions of OS X. With this update now, even the older version, Leopard, has a removal tool for Flashback. However, it still doesn't have an update for Java, as far as I'm aware of, so it is still vulnerable to the exploit, even though you now can remove this particular piece of malware. And well, after Windows and OS X, we also got something for the Linux users. Skype came out with a new version. It fixes a bug in the libpng library that was linked into Skype, and this particular bug could lead to remote code execution. The bug behind this is known for a while and has been patched in other software, but not yet in Skype. But let's see what we have in diaries. Chris Mohan published a diary about how to secure your laptop at a security conference. Sadly, it keeps happening that participants at security conferences are sometimes not playing by the rules and are starting to try out their new learned skills against other conference participants. I've certainly had the experience where this has happened at SANS conferences. We do, of course, not allow this, and when caught, there are some severe consequences. However, at a conference, at a hotel network, as an organizer of the conference, you don't necessarily run the network or have any control over that network. So the first thing you should definitely be aware of is that the network will be sniffed. It will be monitored by other conference participants. There's really not much that can be done in particular on open wireless networks. Wire networks, yes, the conference organizer or the hotel could probably do more here, but then again, hotel networks are very open. They essentially have to be reconfigured once a week whenever the next group moves in, so they keep it all open and flexible. So at the very least, encrypt all your traffic. Set up a VPN. That's, for example, what works well for me. I route all my traffic through a VPN. If you can, even better, don't rely on the hotel network. Bring your own cell phone modem, like 3G, 4G, whatever, access card, which certainly works a lot better. Maybe one of these MiFi devices where you set up your own encrypted wireless network. With cell phones and other Wi-Fi devices in particular, you have to be careful that they're not configured to automatically connect to wireless networks with predefined SSIDs. Some of the common ones would be, for example, AT&T Wi-Fi and such that many cell phones, for example, will associate with automatically. In particular, with your cell phone, you usually can just disable Wi-Fi while at the conference and use the 3G data exclusively. So for more, take a look at the diary. And we also got a good number of comments with lots and lots of suggestions about this topic. And then Mark Hoffman wrote a quick diary asking for packets. We keep getting requests about why do I see inbound traffic at a certain port? And some of the ports are pretty obvious, like the 6666 one is probably IRC, but then there are some that we don't really know what they're targeting here, like 27,977, for example. The UDP port 7, well, maybe a denial of service attack or so that's being attempted here, but it's nice to get an update even on some of these older ports to really make sure that what we think is being targeted here is still what's going on there, if there are any new tools or such. So if you have any packets on any of these ports, let us know and send us maybe a TCP dump sample here, so we'll be able to figure out what people are targeting on these ports. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.